Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Let's get right to work here, as late yesterday, the House Agriculture Committee's budget reconciliation instructions were released. Reaction to SNAP was quick, but from the farmers' perspective, National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says we appreciate the House Ag Committee recognizing the financial pressures facing family farmers and ranchers, proposals to strengthen crop insurance, bolster the farm safety net, and maintain voluntary conservation programs, important steps towards securing the future of our food system. But pitting farm and nutrition priorities against one another creates unnecessary division and weakens the broader effort. Democrats called the Ag Committee Republicans everything from cruel to shameless to un-American to even ungodly. Ohio's Chantel Brown.
Matthew 25:35, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat.
For hour after hour, spilling into the day number two, Ag Democrats lashed Republicans, accusing them of taking food from the mouths of millions of hungry children, seniors, veterans, and the disabled to pay for tax breaks for the rich. Republicans defended shifting up to a quarter of SNAP benefit costs to states with the worst overpayment rates. California's Doug LaMalfa on his state job waiver abuse, even for able-bodied adults without children.
California has manipulated completely that policy by allowing every single ABOD to be exempt from work requirements by just declaring the whole state, all 58 counties, as being in a lacking of jobs mode.
But Illinois Democrat Nikki Budzinski accused Republicans of manipulating the regular farm bill process using a so-called reconciliation budget to pass the bill with simple majority votes.
You've created a partisan package, intentionally boxing out Democrats, and then put part of the farm bill in it. What kind of sham process is this?
Democrats insisted they wanted to help farmers and pass a farm bill, but not at the cost of SNAP. Wisconsin Republican Derek Van Orden not buying it.
I also find it rather disingenuous when our colleagues are arguing that vociferously that they want to do a bipartisan farm bill, when last Congress we did that and only four members of this committee on the Democrat side voted for it, two of which are here.
But that didn't change minds. Top Ag Democrat Angie Craig argued farmers would lose $30 billion in revenue from SNAP cuts, despite the latest bill's boost in reference prices and crop insurance supports.
I am a no. Tomorrow I am a no, and every day after that, I am a no on this bill.
But Ag Republicans were also a no on Democratic amendments to undo SNAP reforms, intent to send their farm bill budget to the House the way it was, part of a bigger GOP bill to pay for the president's tax cuts and defense and border security spending. Time for break number one on Inside Agriculture, back after this.